at this point, what has been stated, I would go with my teammates.
Okay. Right?
I mean, that's the one thing about football that I absolutely, or team sports.
Yeah.
I think team sports transcends truly what family members are all about, because you have a team, your family, you and your girlfriend is your team,
mm-hmm.
or you and your wife and your kids, that's your small team. In the football world, these are my teammates. These are my brothers in arms.
Do you like what the Cowboys did Monday night?
I think the Cowboys did assertive effort to support all the players. Did they do it in a light way? Did they do it in a meaningful way? That's up for everyone else to debate.
Do you think it was a light way? Do you feel like it could have been a heavier statement?
I think they were on the fence. I think they were on the fence.
Do you think you need to get off the fence on this issue? Do you think you need to pick a side?
When you're protesting, you pick a side. When you see something bad, if you see a child molester doing something bad, you pick a side. You don't stand on the fence.
Hell of a comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're talking about people that feel like injustice has been done. Their rights have been taken away. Their voice have been said, oh no, you stay over here. You don't have no right. You're a football player. You're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
This is politics. You're not a politician. Wait a minute. I go to the poll every November and I vote.
Do you think
that makes me a part of the political world?
Does taking a knee create that change?
I don't know if it creates that change,
yeah.
but it brings attention to the issue.
Right, Scotty and Brett, we're here with Emmett Smith. Is the message lost?
Yeah, is the message? I was just going to say.
The message is completely lost. The message is distorted. I think Dale Hansen summed it all up in 2 minutes and 30 some seconds.
That clip is going everywhere, by the way. It's from WFAA.
And it was such an amazing statement. You got kids over here that saying, you going to call somebody an SOB? This is your president.
Is it a different era, though, because social media, smartphones, even like the Ezekiel Elliott being exploited as a Cowboy? When you're a Cowboys in the 90s, you worked with some bad boys. Would they have been in trouble? And we would have looked at differently?
And I'll be the first to tell you, we all would be in trouble.
Yeah,
we all would be in trouble. I mean let's just be real here. I mean, trying to be real in this regards, but I mean, at the end of the day, we are in different times.
Yeah.
And different times calls for different measures. When I think about the word team, there's no I and no team. And it takes great leaders to bring people together, different races, different colors, different religions together. It takes great leadership to do that.
Real question. Did you think when Jerry Jones kneeled, he was going to have a hard time getting back up?
I was extremely proud to see Jerry Jones on the football field.
It's Scotty and Brad. We're here with Emmett Smith. We could probably talk football and issues of the world all day long. But when it comes down to it, we talk about the players that have influence. And obviously that's prevalent amongst the world. But how you use your influence, I know is something that.
Or should you even use your influence? Where you use your influence? You use it over here only.
Right.
Who's telling me to do that?
I mean, I feel like you don't like people telling you how to use your platform.
No, because if I'm free, I should be able to use my platform accordingly. As long as I'm using my platform in the most positive way possible, yep. It should be up to my discretion.